No, you're not late. I was just getting set up. You said you liked the black lacy thing, right? Ugh, I really gotta write this shit down. I should remember by now, but I just don't. So, sorry. Hi. Oh, you look a little frazzled. You okay? Oh, okay. We're being quick today. Sure. Do you want me to just get to it then? Don't apologize. It's what we're here for. The small talk and the banter is a nice extra, but let's be honest, you're here to get off, and that's what I'm here to help you do. So if that's all you have time for, it's totally fine. What would you like today? I can do that. Absolutely. Do you want to sit? Do you want to stand? What do you want to do? On my knees. Yeah, I think I can do that. Oh, hi. Okay. You know, I don't let my Johns kiss me generally. You're one of, like, four that are allowed to do that, so I hope you feel privileged. All right, I'm gonna get down here. Oh, these are my favorite jeans. Yeah, you started wearing them, what, 6 months ago? I don't know, you went on some shopping trip or something, and these were the result, I think you said. Yeah, well, I like the zipper. All right. Oh, not quite ready for me, but I can help with that. You ready? I like the smile I'm seeing right now. Oh, you've been looking forward to this too, huh? Oh, makes my weekend go pretty well. It's a good way to spend a Friday. Now, just relax and watch my pretty pink lips as I swallow your cock, okay? Oh, you're starting to get interested. You always taste so good. Fully interested now. I'm just gonna lick for a minute, okay? I did trim my hair. I don't even believe you noticed that. Oh, the ponytail's shorter, is it? Not as much to grab. I think you'll find there's a good handful there. Yeah, you found it. I'm stressed for a reason. Or just a typical Friday. Oh, really? I didn't realize it was that busy. You'd mentioned having some pretty stressful stuff coming up. And that being said, you were inside me at the time, so I may not have been catching all the details. I think coming down my throat is a great way to relieve that stress. That's what you're here for. Although, my pussy is pretty disappointed. Next time. There's always next week. You see how I swallow your cock. I look forward to this just as much as you do. This really is a perfect cock. Fits in my mouth just right. So nice and hot on my tongue. And the pre-cum. Delicious. That's right, baby. Use that ponytail. Take all that stress out on my throat. Shove it in there and let it go. You're swelling faster than normal today. You must be pent up. Haven't touched yourself lately? I do love it when you save it for me. Come on, baby. Give me that load. That's what you're here for. Now, you said you wanted to come down my throat, but I know every once in a while you like to come on my face. Do you want to try that today? Okay, I like the way you put that. You need my throat to give you a warm hug while you shoot, huh? That was very poetic of you. All right, let's do it. Almost. Come on, baby. You know you want to come. He said you were in a hurry. Let me have it. Yes, be rough with me. Come on. And you'll feel so much better. And once those ropes of cum are dripping down my throat and all over my tongue, you'll feel so relaxed. And your cock will go soft in my mouth. And I'll hold it there, all nice and warm. And I'll have to suck gently while you come down. From what feels like it's going to be a pretty fucking intense orgasm. So come on, baby, stop holding out on me. You know I make you come like nobody else. Come on, baby. Give me that cum. Let's go. Mm. Good job. You're still pulsing. That's right. You can thrust gently. Does it feel good, baby? Sliding a semi-hard cock against my tongue. Was that the warm hug you wanted? Yeah. I'm gonna clean him off. Sensitive, are we? I like it. Well, that's quite the grin. You like seeing your cock on my tongue, don't you? There it is. All done? Well, how do you feel? Better? You look a little more relaxed. Yeah, I can stand up. Already? Okay. Yeah, no, it's your call. It's your time. I mean, I'm on your clock, so whatever works for you. You said you were busy when you got here, so a quick blowjob is fine if that's all you have time for. I mean, standard rate isn't really fair, considering that was, what, 10 minutes? What? Are you sure? Yeah, you can just transfer the usual then if you're sure. I mean, you don't have to. I'm fine with half. It's literally a 10-minute blowjob. I know, we've talked about that before. You're not paying for the time, you're paying for the experience. And I'm worth it. Yes, I know, you said that before. See, this is why you're one of my favorites. This is why you're allowed to kiss me, and very few others are. All right. Zip you back into your pants. There we go. You good? All right. Same time next week? Okay. Oh, well, I'll be here. Try not to be too stressed, okay? And if you need to pick me up between now and next week, just text me. I have openings. Oh, right. You're moving this week. Oh, of course. You said that. Well, shit. No wonder you're stressed. And work. And do you want another one? I mean, to get you through? All right. Well, like I said, you know where I am. Okay. I'll see you next week. No, it doesn't matter when you send the kids home. Whatever. It's friggin' loud as hell around here. There's somebody moving in next door. Fucking movers are banging and cursing and swearing, and that truck is idling in the driveway, and it's so loud. They would probably just yell that they couldn't hear the TV anyway. So keep them as long as you'd like. Ugh, Mom, I'm not kidding. Okay, you want to keep them overnight? Keep them overnight. I don't care. Well, I mean, I care, but... yeah. I don't know. Maybe they have kids. Maybe there'll be new children in the neighborhood to play with. That would be nice. Well, this neighborhood's a little bit uptight. You know that. It wasn't my choice to move here. No, I'm just looking at the window. I want to see if I can see anything. So far, all I've seen is movers and boxes and furniture. Nice furniture, but furniture. No homeowners yet, though. Haven't seen any kids' stuff. I don't know. I'm not the nosy one. Do you want to come over and look? You're more than welcome. Yeah, I know. This neighborhood wasn't my choice, but this is where we had to move when his job transferred him. And this is the house that was paid off when he died. So, what do you want me to do? Yeah, I know I could sell, but... this is where the kids have really always known. And this is where they remember their dad. So, I'm not gonna do that. Anyway, I don't want to talk about this. I'm too busy spying on the new neighbor. Or neighbors. I don't know. I still can't fucking see anything. No, I don't care if there's a nice lady to make friends with. Why do you care so much that my female friend pool is small? It's not a big deal, Mom. It's really not. Okay, what am I hearing? Are they killing each other? Because if they're killing each other, you need to pay attention. Well, no. They've been fighting for like 2 weeks now, nonstop. And what I'm hearing in the background tells me that you probably should deal with that. Sorry, I'm... yeah, go deal with that, because that's not a good scream. Anytime they scream like that, trust me, it's a bad noise. I gotta go, but there's somebody at the door anyway. All right. Call me when you're ready to, you know, not deal with that anymore, and I'll come get them. Okay. Love you too. Bye, Mom. Hey, can I help? Oh my god. What are you doing here? How did you find where I live? What, You're kidding. Well, you mentioned you were moving. I just... never imagined it would be next door to me.